saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
All right, kids, all right, that was the bell. It's another beautiful day of summer school. Now, who's ready to talk Tolkien? Welcome to summer school. I'm Mr. Kirk, your Tolkien tutor. We've got just 7 sessions before the SATs, the Silmarillion Assessment Test. Let's get it.
Hey, is this Mr. Kirk?
Yeah, baby. Excuse me. Wow.
Whoa, hey. I don't know if you're allowed
This is Mr. Kirk. Who is this? I'm sorry.
Can't talk to me that way. This is your student Lane. I'll just say it out front, Mr. Kirk. I'm really sorry. Thanks for like doing this over the phone. So you noticed that our internet wasn't really working right. Well, that's because we don't have internet right now. When you saw on that video, you kind of see I was in like a sort of a tent.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. Okay. I'm just gonna be. My dad said I just should be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna be honest with you. Well, we weren't on vacation last time we recorded. You know how I was on vacation.
Right.
We weren't really on vacation. My parents decided to get some home renovation stuff done this summer.
Okay.
And it's gone really, really bad. Dad's had to be out of work for a little bit. The company that my parents hired just did an awful job. We haven't been in our house. I'm homeless is kind of what I'm saying. Technically, right now, I'm homeless. So the only way I was able to pay out for the rest of the sessions for the summer is because of that summer job I had.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, yeah, I haven't been at home. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't read about Arendil and Durendis.
Yeah.
And Darion.
Yeah.
For this week. But I'm hoping anyway that like, you know, just this session will be, you know, useful for me to be able to not lose any ground, you know, for the mm-hmm. SATs and
Well,
I'm sorry, I should have been honest at the beginning. I just like I was embarrassed.
No,
you know,
I appreciate it.
And,
yeah, yeah, you're fine.
And Dad said the only reason to be embarrassed is if your ass is out there, you know, because it's, mm-hmm. that's because the word's embarrassed. So
yeah,
I didn't really think it was funny at the time. I still don't. Maybe I probably will someday, I guess, but it might be one of those dad joke things. So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I don't have internet to do the video chat. I was trying to run off my phone. That's why I was lagging so bad. And I'm actually in my neighbor's garage right now. They've got kind of an area that's sort of sectioned off. They don't know I'm here, but it's been raining a lot, so
wow.
I've been able to kind of come in here and I think they'll be fine, you know. They'll be fine with it. So
well, again, I have to commend you on your efforts to show up and persevere through all of that. That's
yeah.
a lot. You got a lot going on. I kind of got to call an audible here. I actually was about to email your parents and tell them that the price was about to double. And I guess
oh, geez.
I'm going to have to
Is that because I missed the session? Probably. Oh no, I'm still working. I can pull more shifts at Steak
and
Shake.
No, no, no. Yeah, no.
I'm also kind of stocking shelves at Kroger. But
it wasn't my call. It was the school system. You know they are. Yeah, but you know what? Right. You know what? Forget the school system. Okay, I'm gonna comp these sessions. You don't have to pay for a single
one.
Oh
my God, Mr. Kirk.
A single one. So.
Oh my God, dude. Can I get my money back on the?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
I didn't think you were gonna say that. Now I'm crying even more. I knew there was a reason I loved you, Mr. Kirk, and I think that's a pretty big one, man. That you make things right. So wow.
Yeah, no
sorry,
worries.
I'm not trying to get emotional.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
It's been a hell of a summer, man.
It's not worth all that stress.
You know?
It ain't worth all that.
I thought I was gonna get fondled by a raccoon at one point. I mean, it was just really hard.
Yeah.
I felt like some just fingers in the middle of the night, and they weren't human. And
dang.
For a minute, I thought it was a – never mind. But that softens it big time. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kirk.
Hey, I think, you know, I mean, this is just Tolkien. It's just you know, it's great. It's wonderful. One of the best authors ever, best series ever.
Yeah.
And I want you to be ready for the – for the SAT, I want you to be ready to.
I do too.
You know, to enroll in whatever future college you're looking at. If it's, Crick Hollow College, then
it's Crick Hollow.
Yeah,
it's Crick Hollow all the way. Conspirator pride, man. I'm on board. I think that their values align with mine, and I thank you. Appreciate it. I just really want to. I think once I get to the fall, I'll be okay. I think once I get to the fall, I'll be all right. I did listen. I was able to in between shifts, I was able to listen on YouTube to a kind of a really good comprehensive overview of the story. I just didn't have time to read it personally. I just, again, getting a book in front of me, and I tune out during audiobooks. So, but there was a good half hour kind of summary of the story. And so I feel like I can add to some conversation and ask some good questions, but I just comprehensively, I didn't read it all. So,
oh, you're good. Hey, you're good.
All right.
This one's honestly, there's a lot of back and forth that's pretty much the same. And it's unfortunately, I didn't even get a chance to record this ahead of time, so I'm going to be reading some of this to you.
Budget cuts? Was it budget cuts?
There's a lot. School? Yeah. Again, that might be why they were increasing the price. It feels like we're all really kind of going through it. And I, you know, this session's being recorded, and unfortunately, you know, I'm unable to give refunds to the people who are you know. I'm just kidding. I actually could give refunds to people. So if you feel that you are entitled to a refund, please reach out. Here on Patreon, and I will gladly refund you. And that's actually, I'm being serious. So the people who don't want to be here have already left. The ones who are here are probably we're good as. But
that's true.
I was thinking when we were going through that whole thing, I thought, man, am I gonna? You know, I was like, what am I gonna say here?
LEP just got a little skimpier, baby. And I do have to say,
we're cutting the hamburgers.
I'm not trying. Yeah, dude, we're killing the cow ourselves. I'm not trying to make light of any kind of situation, but we legit are.
Oh, dude.
I thought I would play it up a little bit. We got these characters,
and
the Smith family is still technically homeless.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been back in our house yet, so I know that we're gonna kind of unravel that yarn, that tale, at some point on Patreon, so you guys will get to hear the full saga here. If that's something, if you're into, if you're a glutton for punishment,
let us just break the wall here a little bit and. Talk to us about how many weeks? How many weeks have you been out?
Dude, it is. We just, today, I think it's actually, it's either six or seven, man. I've lost count.
It feels like 8 weeks. I told Lottie today, I was like, I think it's 8 weeks.
You know what? It's really close. It was June 15th.
Okay.
That we left. But even before that, a week before, we were moving all of our stuff upstairs down. So it really was you could tack on an extra week of non-normalcy there for sure, where we were sleeping on mattresses on the floor and Sarah took the kids to her parents early. You know, I was at the house by myself. I felt it was so bizarre.
It's crazy. And there's really not a return date that you guys have
No,
it's up in the air.
No. Dude, anytime we get a little bit of hope, I'm like, okay. And I start believing, I'm like, don't do that. Don't, because every time it's been foiled. It was had pretty good feeling that we were going to be back in this past weekend.
Yeah,
so that would have been the second the last full weekend in July. And yeah, Friday came and went and they found another bat. So we had to get the bat removal people back out here. The cleanup people had to halt. Then we had a bunch of flooding in Ohio.
Right.
In our area, actually tons of flooding. The cleanup company, couldn't get back out here until hopefully tomorrow. So Wednesday the 30th, if not tomorrow, then Thursday the 31st. And it'll probably be a 2-day thing, so either Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday and Friday. So maybe this weekend, but yeah, it's been the worst, probably the worst summer of all time. But there still have been ways that it's been so bad because we've tried to, like, Sarah and I have tried to, like, you know, create some sense of normalcy and create, like, you know, good positive core memories and try to enjoy, but. I was telling you before we got on and we're talking, it's like, you know, any teacher knows how sacred, like, summertime is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't make the same as other college degree professions, but that's because we get that summer off, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous. It's not something anyone should ever take for granted, but it's something that you appreciate, you know. And so when you're a person who A, loves being home, B, loves being home in the summertime, and then four, loves being at home in the summertime and uses that for, you know, like solace throughout the rest of the year when you might, you know, you have ups and downs or whatever, you kind of remember that little patch of extra helping of paradise, you know what I mean?
Right.
When that's, like, kind of taken away unexpectedly, like almost all of it, it's really, like, it doesn't become easier to deal with, it becomes kind of harder. Because I was telling you, we probably won't be settled in our house until, like, right before school starts. And so, like, essentially we'll have, and thankfully, you know, we got my parents that we've been living with. We've been living with our in-laws as well. So that's been great.
Right.
But it ain't home, dude. It ain't home, especially with, you know, four kids. This is also the summer we were, we're still going to get our dog, but we have a dog we're adopting, which is kind of crazy. So, you know, you guys remember Arwen. We haven't had a family dog since Arwen, and we have Ace who's going to become, coming to live with us. We're doing, like, a foster to adopt thing that was supposed to happen, like, you know, as soon as we got the cleanup done, and that was supposed to happen like middle of June. So yeah. So all these things that are, like, have had to kind of be put on hold, and, you know, and it's like, it's just a stress in a lot of different ways. And again, not something that we had anticipated. It's didn't even really have to go that way either, but it's just kind of what ended up happening, unfortunately.
Right.
So yeah, is what it is, baby. But there, that fourth wall is annihilated. Let me tell you, dude,
it's gone.
Blown the hell out. I don't even know who I am anymore,
yeah,
bro.
It's okay.
I don't even know what my name is.
Oh,
I don't know,
dude,
where I've been.
It's good.
I don't know.
It's good.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I was like, man, you know, like, dude, I don't even know what it is. It's like, whenever you try to do something or you set out, you and I get, like, ambitious or whatever, it's like life comes, like, the demons show up and they say, we're going to make this tough.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to make this tough.
Yeah, take a seat.
And it's like, whoa, dude, whoa. Like, all we're doing is trying to put positive energy out in the world. We're just trying to,
right,
you know, do
literally trying to save stuff, trying to do the right thing, and this is how you get kind of repaid. I do want to give a huge shout-out to, like, people, you, dude. I mean, how many times have I texted you with bad news, and you're just like, holy blank, dude.
Holy
blank. Like, I know it's bad when it just goes, oh, dang. Like, it's just literally.
It overwhelms me.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say.
It overwhelms me because I'm like, dude, I've told Lottie, I'm like, and even Lottie has been like, we would shut everything down. We would literally probably shut everyone off. We would probably turn everything off and just go inward, you know, with, like, rage.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. Dude.
No,
I don't even know
definitely
how I would process all that stuff. Like, it's
no, it's and you just have to. I mean, you just have to, right?
Yeah.
You definitely haven't. I have not done it very well, but like, thank you for being there. I'm thinking, like, you know, Kurt Jones has reached out and been like, hey, this. I mean, the kind of people that you get to call friends, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, he was like, hey, no, we're way out of the way, but if you need somewhere to stay, you're always welcome here.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
you said the same thing. Like, all these people, you know, Matthew Johnson, Macy, you know, Mike Charles has reached out. Everybody, Joe Perry coming out and saying, hey, man, can I Venmo you some money for dinner? Just like all this stuff. And it's like, just that thought is you know, you go through something alone or in isolation, and it just, it's like, you know, you think about Frodo and Sam, right? I mean, like, they went through it. They thought they were on their own, right? And that's the crazy thing. They thought they were on their own. They felt on their own. But the good news was they weren't. Like, they had a lot of people who were doing things that they couldn't even see and they didn't even know about that was helping them along the way. And we've had a lot of that as well. But thankfully, we've been able to know about it. Like, that's something that, Jake Hodgson talk. I've been every time I send you a message, I send a Jake one.
Yeah.
And he's just like, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
And you know, he's said the same kind of things that you said. He's like, you know, you this is insane, man. He said, I can't imagine this. Like, I've never known this situation to happen to somebody. He was like, but you got this. And
yeah, you do.
You're tough enough for it, and your family's tough enough for it, and you know, don't stop.
So baby.
that means a lot. Yeah, that shit means a lot to me, dude.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I saw your kids and your family at shout out to Cameron Hansen.
The wedding.
We were just at the wedding. We had that.
Cameron Hansen,
going
Cam
on
and
too.
Courtney, baby.
Yeah.
Woo, the avocado boys.
Yeah,
let's go.
We are gonna have I actually can't wait to do a main you know, series or main feed kind of episode with the Avocado Boys. They're coming to LEP3. And
yes, they are.
There's a whole story there. There's a whole bunch of goodness and really great experience. Love Cam. Love Courtney.
Yeah, dude.
So happy for him. Yep. And I saw your family there, and it was just, I was like, man, it was one so good. We were talking like this was the summer where I was like, okay, cool. I got nothing. I got nothing going on.
Yep. yeah, dude, of course.
Well, I mean, I ended up, like, you know, tutoring was more than I wanted it to be, and the other things kind of cropped up. Like, oh, God. The summer kind of got a little bit, like, a little, it actually became a little too much. It's so weird because the summer is so sacred, and you, like, even the smallest thing can make you go, like, whoa, dude. Like, this is, unless you teach, I have to say, I will challenge people. Unless you actually teach, I would never walk into somebody else's profession and really tell them how hard or difficult that it is. I actually always err on the side of like, it's, we're all working class, most of us, and
we're all busting them.
We're all hobbits, and we're just trying to make it through. It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's no matter what you're doing, it is like, it's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on your job, like for teachers, it's tough throughout the school year, and I'm like almost dreading it. Like as we finish up summer here, I'm like, God dang, dude, I only got a few weeks left, and I feel like I've had
too
much going
on. Yeah, you just said to me you were like, where did the summer go, man?
Where'd it go, dude?
Like you just said that. You're like, what happened?
And then you and I didn't even get our families together. Like we didn't even get a chance to, you know, really
not even
really
once.
Yeah,
with the wedding.
The wedding.
Yeah,
that was
no, but
saying.
Not
like,
in the ways.
It was
right.
It was nice to see. It was nice to see the girls and Vigo there, and just to see Sarah and
man,
it was great. We had a good time. It was awesome.
We're out there dancing with the kids, man. It was great. I'll never forget that, buddy.
It was so much fun. The girls loved it, and they thought Courtney was beautiful, and she is, and she was.
Oh, and then, I mean, and this is amazing. So, huge congratulations to Courtney and Cam. They're amazing. Their families are amazing. Daddy Kurt, can't wait to talk to Daddy Kurt some more. Mm-hmm. He's incredible. Man, I just like people, man, when, oh, I don't know, they're exceptional people. They're exceptional people. They really are. Like, they came over to record for Concerning Hobbits and have dinner with us, man, in the spring sometime.
Yeah.
At that point, Vigo loves music. Vigo was obsessed with Coldplay.
Yeah.
Still is. But like Yellow was his favorite song, and we would listen to it again and again and again. Since then, he's kind of moved off of Coldplay a little bit. He's into other things.
Yeah.
But they're getting ready to leave. And I just can't – and I was telling Jake about this too. He's like, dude, this is amazing that these people – we're thinking about other people on their wedding day. And that's how Cam and Courtney are. And a lot of people, and not a fault if people don't think about anyone else other than each other. Mm-hmm. That's fine too.
Yeah.
But it's just even more special when it happens like this way, you know, when they're thoughtful and I don't know, they go out of their way to be accommodating at their own wedding. Like, we're leaving, right? And Sarah was taking the girls to the bathroom one more time, of course. And I'm out in the kind of like the entryway with Vigo. And, you know, the party's going on, man. Music's going on. Everyone's out there dancing. People have had drinks. You know, the bar was sick. Open bar.
Geez.
Great food. Everyone was reveling, and rightly so. It went perfectly. It was beautiful. Like, great ceremony outside. Rain hits like half an hour after everything's done, so it's perfect. And I'm out there with Vigo, and Yellow starts playing by Coldplay.
Right.
And I'm like, Vigo. And Courtney, the woman of the day mm-hmm. comes out into the foyer and she's like, Vigo, do you hear what song?
Yeah.
I was like, what are the odds? She goes, I wanted it to play for Vigo. I requested it for Vigo.
Yeah, and they had a shout out, by the way. Like the guy shouted out Vigo. I heard him in there. Dude.
And it was and his face lit up, and she was like wanting to dance with him. He didn't want to dance with her. He was like, he was ready to go. But I was just like, what a beautiful gesture. And then like just the fact that they remembered that. You know what I'm saying? To be remembered by your friends is the most meaningful thing. Like when people remember things about you when you don't expect them to. Like that was the thing. It really caught me off guard. In the same way that Cam asking us to be groomsmen caught me off guard made me emotional. In the same way, I was like, God, Courtney, like you remembered that about like one fifth of my favorite people in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
It was incredible. It was incredible. So an amazing time.
Yeah, and the cool thing is I'm glad. Like I've been posting these kind of like half of these episodes on the main feed, and I really this is great because I wanted to do some sort of updates for people as to where we are and everything. And yeah, like Cam and Courtney are going to be at LAP3. Those beautiful, wonderful people are going to be there. It's going to be great at the march through Mount Vernon, Middle Earth march through Mount Vernon, LAP3.
Yes, sir.
All the good stuff. So it's cool. I'm so excited because we have so many good things are like to look forward to. It's been crazy. We just have to kind of like share with folks like the summer did not go as we anticipated.
Not been normal. Yeah, it's not a normal summer.
Yeah,
dude.
Like Lane's been like homeless. I mean, literally bouncing between in-laws and like your parents and here and there, and it's like wow, dude. So
the shorts I'm wearing right now, it's the same pair of shorts I've been wearing for. Again, 6 weeks. Like the bachelor party.
Yeah.
Remember those shorts I had on?
Yeah.
Same shorts. Too. My underwear have all dissolved. I don't know where they are.
Dude,
they've fallen apart.
Like,
they're gone. So it's just me and a thin layer of polyester.
Like Gollum, dude. Between me and the world. You're like, you're going to be down to a loincloth.
Yeah, dude, I've literally, bro, I have become Gollum. Oh, bald head, cracked out face, and now the loincloth. It doesn't even matter. And guess what? I don't even care, dude. I don't even care. And there is something liberating to that. I will say that. That is sort of a silver lining where it's like Sarah and I are both like, man, when we get home, let's put stuff back really slowly and everything that's not essential. I mean, we love like kind of our, cluttery, hobbity like mm-hmm. dining room and our living room and stuff. But like upstairs, stuff that we don't need.
Yeah.
Let's just ship it out. Let's give it away. Let's find someone who needs it.
Yeah.
Let's take it to Goodwill, whatever. We don't need it. Like, we've shown mm-hmm. that we don't need it, including underwear. And so
underwear.
Maybe I'm converted. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm a naturist, proper naturist.
That's all right, dude. That's all right. Let them free range,
let them
free
know.
Ball, free – what do they call it? Just free – free balling, dude. Just
– free balling.
Wait a second.
Yeah, dude, that's it.
You know, like balling. Like we need to free
dude,
him.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It also sounds like free Gollum. It sounds it's like the same kind of thing. Yeah, but free ballin', please get him out of there, dude.
Oh, I got to write a song. Dude.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What was I going to ask you? I was actually going to say the whole disintegrating of underwear. That's like normal. That's like, that normally happens.
I know.
So like yours must be like, I
there's
can
so
imagine.
Much. Oh, dude, there's so much acidity. I mean, there's just,
the rate
I also
be...
haven't stopped. Dude, it's doubled, if not tripled. I also have not stopped sweating this entire summer.
Like
I
just every week, dude.
Bro, and it's been tropical. Guys, last year Ohio was literally an arid desert and I loved it. I was like, "You know what? I could live in Phoenix. I could live in Arizona. This is I don't have to mow my yard. I love looking out and seeing it's odd because I'm a Shire guy, right? But I was like, it's kind of cool seeing brown grass. I'm fine with that if I don't have to mow.
Yeah.
This summer polar opposite, man. That's the word worst like terminology to use, but the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. We've had thunderstorms. We've had there hasn't been a week that's gone by where it hasn't rained three times. It has been you were talking about seeing your neighbors mowing in the rain. They've had to.
They've
been forced to, man. Right. And you're like, just wait. It ain't a contest, man. You're making divots. Don't make them divots. There's no tracks in the Kirk's yard. I'll tell you that much.
Right.
But so like literally, if I've gone through a day where I haven't been soaking wet with sweat, I feel kind of disappointed. It doesn't feel right. I'm like a lizard. I got like wet skin all the time. It's weird. So we're a frog. I don't know. Whatever the heck.
Yeah. Well, those have been out too. I mean, yeah, they're out.
They're everywhere, yeah, they're buddy. Everywhere. Them bullfrogs will get you.
God, dude.
Bullfrogs and bull sharks.
You know, I feel like I'm just trying to like say anything that comes to your mind mode right now.
Me too.
God, it's good. It feels good. Actually feels good.
It's mad. It does feel
but
good.
But man, I was scrolling as we all do.
Quick counsel.
Everyone
it's
knows.
Been a while since we've done quick counsel.
Oh, yeah. No, man. It's actually it's been necessary because people are like, "What the heck, dude? Where
it
you
is.
Guys been?"
These guys are nuts. Yeah.
But. Did you know that back in the day, this could be this is where you get like the misinformation.
Come on, come on, here
that,
it is.
That like so that milk wouldn't spoil. People were putting frogs. They used to put frogs in their milk. Somebody
Shut
tell
up,
me
dude.
If that's true. Is my feed just
frogs
that walkers?
Their... Like, oh,
is
dude,
it that,
ours are.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I know it's messed up because
our feeds
share crazy.
Dude, our feeds are deranged.
God,
our feeds are deranged. I think Joe Rogan's in charge of our freaking algorithm, probably. But it's
man.
It's messy. It's messy, but it's fun. Milks. Wait. You said frogs in your milk?
Yeah, they put a toad or a frog or something in their milk. Something about the skin, like it preserves the.
That's gross. That's so gross.
Helps it not spoil or something. Is that true or is that witchcraft? I don't know what that is, dude.
Because
I don't want to talk. I don't bring witchcraft onto this podcast. I am not. It absolutely not. Okay.
Not in favor. We do not support witchcraft.
No. There's a wizard in this.
No.
Right?
No,
but the
next. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah.
necromancer and all that, he's bad.
Yeah.
Okay? That's
no,
evil
no,
witchcraft
no, no,
stuff.
No.
So.
You get that out of here,
anyway,
brother.
Dude.
You get that out.
God. What else is going on?
A lot of
on?
Famous people have been dying, too. A lot of famous people. Rest in peace, Ozzy.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
Hulk Hogan,
yeah.
And Malcolm Jamal Warner, dude. You got Theo Huxtable. You got Hulkmania and.
Yeah.
You got the Prince of Darkness. All it always happens in threes, dog.
Dang, dude. Yeah.
It's always three. So if you and I have to go the same week, who would be the third?
Yeah, who would be our third?
I don't know.
Who
I don't want to think about that. That's kind of dark. Who would be our third?
Oof. Man.
I don't know. There would. I don't know who it would be.
I don't know.
That's weird. I shouldn't have said that.
You shouldn't have said
that. I'm sorry.
That
was kind of weird. No, that was crossing the line.
Hey, also,
that was crossing. That's witchcraft.
They leaked on the podcast. I do want to say thank you, by the way, to everybody who I had a few people reach out because some people know Lena's been going through this like hard time with the
yeah.
stuff. So
yeah.
people have reached out that they want to Venmo you, they want to do different things, and I was just like,
yeah.
I was like, so the thoughts and the
they'll come with time for that. They'll come with time for
they'll
that
come
for
with time.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a point in the next month where I'm going to stop saying no to that because it might get
yeah,
kind of dire.
Right.
But I do want to say whoever has that, I've been saying this to Ez privately for a long time, and Sarah, whoever's got the voodoo doll out there, whoever's done the curse, just give me a month. Just give me a couple months off. I'd appreciate that if you could, you know, craft one up to look like someone else and torture them for a little bit. Like even I'd settle for a couple weeks, honestly. Just a couple weeks would be good.
just some breathing
so just
room.
A little personal request, a little prayer request. If the if the voodoo doll could be put on a shelf somewhere nice and safe, and you know, just give him a break. You know, we all have breaking points, and I don't know. I don't want to. I've already picked up smoking. I don't know. I don't. I'm running out of bad habits. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm running out of. bad ways to cope with it. So, but that is very nice. And yeah, there might actually come a time for that. I don't know, dude.
Dude, hey, dude, just
yeah,
hey, look to
know.
The Lord and His strength, bro. Seek His face always, man. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless.
Dude, my damnedest.
All right,
yeah, that's true. Hey, it's true, baby.
So,
hey, come on now.
You know,
hey, don't bring that witchcraft, but bring the fire of the Lord, baby.
Come on. That's right.
Let's go.
So I see that hand. I hear
fire
that prayer request, and we're gonna go to the Lord in prayer here momentarily. But
amen, baby.
Gosh, dude. But by the way, anybody listening, if you have an unspoken prayer request, just feel free to lift your hand up right now wherever you are listening. We got people in the car. We got people listening. Bless them, Lord. I mean, good God. This episode did not go in any direction I thought it was going
to
go.
You know what? Hey, can I say, though, from listening to that summary, because I did actually, that wasn't just my character that did.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's fitting. I sort of think that's fitting. I was thinking about this tale, dude.
Yeah.
It is literally probably the most realistic and human one, especially in terms of like relationships that Tolkien ever explores. It's definitely up there. I mean, I think about it's like a failed marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He literally, and the crazy thing about this too, this was something that I didn't kind of realize until.